This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, good morning. Do you have good news to start the day? I would start with my good news, but I'm not going to say what's on my computer screen because I don't want to explain how I got to where I am on my screen.
Okay.
I shouldn't have even talked about it, quite honestly. But the good news is today is probably the nicest day we're going to get of the week, like 45. How about that for good news?
Oh,
45, sunny, nice today.
Yes.
You might be able to open up some windows today, air out the house a little bit.
Okay.
Why not? Why not?
That might be a little much.
What are you talking about? No way. Air out the house,
you
man.
You do it and tell us how it goes.
I will.
Yeah, right?
I'll tell you. I'll call you from my nice, refreshing living room. I'll be like, all right, I'm putting on a blanket.
Well,
and it's cold.
Just say in a blanket.
It's cold. Never mind. What's your good news, Allie?
My good news is I've been waiting for it to be 40s today because today's our big outing. I'm going to go volunteer at my kid's school, and then I'm going to go to Bounce. We're going to go have pizza and bounce downtown.
Oh, nice. Man.
Bounce
be awesome.
Milwaukee. So we got a big outing today. Woo-hoo! After school.
Is that with DT? Old David Todd?
Oh, yes. I was
David
like,
Todd?
DT, downtown,
David Todd.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Downtown, David Todd?
David Todd.
Such a good guy.
It's our friend yes. David Todd, where you have to call him by his full name.
You do. Some people you have to call by their entire name. It's great.
That's the way it is, yeah.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is the snow has finally, speaking of the good weather, finally melted off my front lawn. My front lawn gets like no sunlight, so when it gets warm out, still the snow just sits there and it's got to wait and wait, and it's finally gone.
Oh, nice.
I'm always very happy about that moment.
Ready for fresh snow.
Yes.
Not yet, though. That's good news.
Oh, God.
Good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
A former McDonald's employee, people saying he should be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for this. And I agree, for one.
Oh, God, what did he do?
I agree with this.
Hold on, better have not gotten my Diet Coke wrong.
No, he was not one of those, Allie.
I can't take it when they give me the wrong drink.
I understand. You're
There's
very frustrated.
There's holes on the top. Push them.
God.
Jesus, you're triggering yourself. I didn't even go there.
I've never had a place where you can literally label what you're getting and
right
still
there.
Give someone the wrong thing.
This
it's
guy
amazing.
Did quite the opposite. All right.
Oh.
He had a tweet that went viral after he quit his job at McDonald's. And he said, for the 2 years I worked at McDonald's, every 10-piece McNugget I made, almost every one I put an extra McNugget in.
Oh, I did see this guy's. I saw this guy's tweet. I don't,
which
like,
is awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
But thank you. I mean,
some people are saying he's a thief because he was stealing from McDonald's. He's like, come on now.
He's a hero.
Because if you did the math, one extra nugget for everyone for like 2.5 years.
What does that add up to? That's probably a lot of money.
$40,000. Yeah. Somebody estimated that at $40,000.
You joke now, but giving away free food and drinks at a business actually adds up.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, McDonald's will be fine.
Yes, I'm sure they will.
But I get why if you were the owner, you'd be like, yeah, brah.
Yeah.
That was $40,000 you owe me.
Come
you
on, bro.
But they're saying this guy is a hero. They're calling him Saint Nuggets. And they're
Saint
calling
Nugget.
For him to be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Get the hell out of here.
Are you serious?
Well, I'm serious. To him giving everyone an extra nugget, whoop-de-doo, for 2 years. Somebody else deserves the Nobel Peace Prize.
Not all
a
heroes
guy who
wear
stole
capes.
Chicken nuggets.
I'll tell you one reason why he's not going to get that Nobel Peace Prize. Because he's Canadian. This guy's Canadian. So.
Oh,
he's already out right there.
Ew.
He's out right there.
You should have started the story with that. I've been like, this guy's a dirty hoser.
And quite frankly, when I get the 10-piece chicken nugget, that's too much for my kids, okay? I didn't need the 11th, brah. It was going in the trash anyway.
You know what? Send me your 11th nugget, though.
Thank
Send
you.
It over
yeah.
here.
Jeez.
Send it over here.
I've never seen him finish all 10 nuggets, ever.
I'll take the 11th then, please.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Jennifer Lopez says she did Hustlers for free. I don't know if it was exactly free, but she said, I didn't get paid a whole bunch of money for Hustlers. She said instead she did it for free and produced it. She said, I bank on myself, you know? That was like Jenny from the Block. I do what I want. I do what I love. So basically, I saw Hustlers. It was good. It wasn't like, I didn't think it was Oscar worthy. Like
right.
They're saying she needs an Oscar. I didn't get that, but okay.
No.
Anyway, it's based on these, you know, strippers at Scores in New York who ripped off the Wall Street guys. It's a true story. So she wanted to play the main character. And so she produced it, starting it for free. Great. The movie made $33 million in the opening weekend. So J-Lo said, I did the right thing, obviously. You know, doing it for free.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Fine, she said. But overall, J-Lo said, I've never been motivated by money. I've always been motivated by I want to be a good actress, a good singer, a great dancer. I like doing that stuff. I want to make movies. I want to make music, she said. And then the money came along with that. She said, then people go, oh, yeah, right. You're not just motivated by talent. And she's like, no, really. I just like doing that. So
hell yeah, yeah, dude.
So, yeah. So there you go. So J-Lo said it's more about but isn't that everyone? You do what you love and then you pray you're rich from it.
Totally.
That's what the they dream say to do. Is that you're doing your passion and you get rich.
So when she produces it.
But nobody can attain that except for like people like J-Lo.
Right. Does she get royalties from the sales of the movies?
I'm sure.
Like from box
office?
Yeah,
as a producer, absolutely.
Because that's what Robert Downey Jr. did with the Avengers. He took a less pay cut on the upfront. He
and
took money
royalties.
On the royalties afterwards. So
and
even like
so much money.
Half a percent or whatever, even a percentage of all the money the Avengers makes.
Well, part of me and other women in Hollywood might say she's stupid for doing this because she's actually setting us back by doing a movie for free that she shouldn't have done for free because her value is high.
Right.
So then taking it for free lowers every other woman's value, and it's a thing.
Yeah.
However, if you're working for 2 months to film a movie and you're J-Lo, I guess, what do you care for 2 months if you're not getting paid?
Yeah.
I get it, and I don't get
it. She had the confidence in herself, and it worked out.
But it screws other women who have value, and now she's saying, we're doing it for free, you know?
No,
bitch. You're making us all do stuff.
You're doing it for free
now.
Because you're Jennifer Lopez. That's why you can do it for free.
Right.
Exactly.
That's why you can do it for free.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hell has been set loose in Gibbons' house. Is that what's happening?
Something along those lines.
Chaos, mayhem.
The phone rang and my mom was on the other end screaming profanities profusely, and I was like, oh dear God, what the hell's going on?
Where were you when the phone rang?
Yeah. I was home.
Oh, where was she?
Mama G was on her way to orientation at the safe house, where she'll now be working the front door coming up, right?
All right.
She's going to be working at the safe house doing the front door where they ask for the password.
I have to tell her the password?
Oh, you'll have to tell her the password.
Oh,
if
please.
You don't know it, she's going to make you work for it.
Oh, yeah.
So she goes, how do I get there, Ryan? I go, just GPS it on your phone, park somewhere near there. There's parking, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
She calls me up. What the flip? This is 40 minutes after she left my house. It's a 20-minute drive. What the bleep, bleep, bleep? I can't get there. I go, what do you mean, Mom? There's so much construction going on.
Oh, yeah, it is a mess down there.
Roads being closed. Ryan, I can't get there. I can't get there. And I go, Mom, are you driving right now? And she goes, of course I'm driving. I need to find a parking spot. I go, pull over. I can't pull over. There's nowhere
and
to pull over.
You want her to park there regularly for a job. And this is how we're doing the first day, by the way.
I went, Mom, you're freaking out. You got to relax. You got to just take a breath, smell the roses, and blow out the candles. I'm talking to her like I talk to her all the time, like talking her out of a panicked mess.
Yeah, like you're the parent.
I go, take her. Okay. Okay. I go, just drive one block up. Make a left on Water Street, because you're trying to make a right on Water Street. If you make a left on Water Street, I promise you, you are going to find parking and near the Rumpus Room, and you'll be two blocks from... Go ahead, Rick.
Has she herself driven there before to the safe house? Because it can be a little confusing to get to the safe house. You do have to go down a little alley if you're looking. You have to look for it.
I've driven her there. She's never herself driven there. But
okay.
I told her
she's from Philadelphia, for Christ's sake. Figure it out. You're not from a small city. You're from a city five times bigger than Milwaukee. Come on, Mama G.
The construction was screwing her. So as soon as she makes the left onto Water Street instead of making the right to go towards the safe house... 500 feet, she finds a parking spot, and then the light bulb switches. She goes from panicked Mama G to, all right, Ryan, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette, and I'm going to go to work, and I will talk to you in a little bit. I was like, you go, girl. So if you see an old lady at the safe house asking for the password, and if you don't know it, she makes you work for it,
does she get to think of the things that people do?
Oh, yeah.
For the password, like dance like a monkey or pretend like you're being chased by elephants or something like that?
Part of her orientation was like a 30-minute brainstorming session with props about things you could do and ways to go about
it.
True story.
That's going to be fun.
Oh my God, it's going to be a crazy time.
This is a Friday night in my bedroom. Give me the props.
Oh, come on, man.
The dining room I live in, not the bedroom. Because I live in my son's dining room.
Isn't that great?
It's funny because it's true.
Great day.
It's funny because it's true.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Maybe suing somebody?
Oh, that's not funny.
No, it's not funny. No. Giannis is such a happy guy. Unless he's mean mugging somebody, in which case he looks angry. Giannis suing a contractor, which apparently was supposed to do like a crap ton of work and improvements to his house. Mm-hmm. Bought a house in River Hills for like $1.9
million. I was going to say, does he have a house or a condo? I love to hear these things.
Bought a home for $1.9 million late last year in River Hills.
Smart kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good investment.
Yeah.
Now he wanted to have some improvements done, like $238,000 worth of improvements, like a whole bunch of stuff. A big fence was one of the big parts of this project.
Yeah.
Well,
hell
the contractor,
yeah.
who they're saying is bailed on a bunch of the work and didn't do it.
Who's the contractor? Contractor.
I would love to hear this.
And how did he end up? How did one of the Bucks end up with such a horrible guy? I mean, I know they're everywhere.
Yeah. But still.
But like, usually you talk to people and you would think somebody in the Bucks would give him someone dependable.
It was a contractor out of Cedarburg, is what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
That's all it says right now.
They haven't dropped the name, huh?
They haven't dropped the name yet.
Giving them the opportunity to do the
Because it's
do
alleged
make good.
Right now, right? The press will get out there. They're like, holy crap, who dropped the ball on the Antetokounmpo project? How can you miss Antetokounmpo? It's like a name that you would see and go, okay, that's the Giannis thing. Let's make sure that's done right.
So the contractor just didn't finish it? Or
said they have not done a bunch of the work that they said that they would do.
Have either of you guys had issues with contractors not completing the job?
It happened to my dad a long time ago. He wanted to have a fence done in their backyard, hired a contractor for it. He laid all of like the posts for the fence and then split for like a month. So we just had these posts in our yard for a month. Contractor ghosted us. Turned out he found some other bigger job in Chicago. He liked in the Chicagoland areas where we lived. He found one in downtown Chicago that was paying more. And we found out about this later on. But he ditched out on us to go do this bigger job. And he came back and he was like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I got behind on a couple other things.
Just stop your story.
Sure.
I got one to top that.
Sure.
My neighbors, remember, were in the middle of a project and the guy passed away. Suddenly.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly, tragically, just happened. I don't want to laugh because it's such a horrific story that happened locally. The guy passed away in the middle of the job, and they were like,
That's bizarre.
I mean, I've never even heard of it's got to happen.
Gibbons, you going to one-up that?
Can we end this on a giggle, please?
Go ahead.
No? Okay, fine.
Swear to God.
Because that was not funny what happened.
Mama G hired a contractor to do her roof, right? Uh-huh. And this guy started the roof, got 80% done, and then just stopped showing up. He said he needed supplies, right?
What?
2 weeks, the guy doesn't show up. My mom, I swear to God, I get home from work. She goes, Ryan.
She killed the guy and served time.
Ryan, I need you to watch your brother and the dogs. I'm going to the place. She goes to the guy's office.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell happened there, but I kid you not. The next morning, dude was out there with a crew, finished the roof, and got everything done. I swear to God. Mom goes, Ryan, let that be
a
message.
Your mom was a welder, for Christ's sake.
And also,
you should take a note on your mom.
And a cooker for a motorcycle group, okay? I'm just saying. God, I'm going to leave it at that.
Mama G.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I'm sorry. I thought I just read a headline that said the Duggar's house was raided by Homeland Security. Could this be real?
What the hell?
God, terrorists.
What's going on?
They started ISIS.
Okay, well,
they did.
Here's what a rep for the Duggar family says.
Yes.
Now, granted, they could be lying.
Because they're rep for the Duggar
family. Yeah, it's a rep. Okay. Or they could be telling the truth. But their quote was, we were shocked to see a news report today that our home was raided by federal law enforcement agencies.
Jesus.
So they're claiming oblivion, right?
So
like, that they don't know what's going on. However, just hold on a second. So there was a local TV, whatever, radio station that said their house was raided by Homeland Security agents last week. Nobody really knew why. Now, the family's like, well, this is not true. To the best of our knowledge, you know, it's not true that any member of our family is the target of any investigation of any kind. But remember, Remember Josh Duggar got accused of molesting his sisters back in 2015 and the show got canceled. And then now they came back and the show was back without the Josh. You never saw him again. They canceled it, but they brought it right back, which is a little shady. But they just said that they're not going to reply to every rumor. And thank you to their friends and family for all the support. But this is where it gets interesting. Because they're in Arkansas, okay?
Arkansas, if you will.
A spokesperson for Homeland Security Investigations.
This guy knows, or lady knows what's up.
Yeah. He said, I do not dispute the information that HSI was present there pursuant to an ongoing federal criminal investigation. So you got the guy from Homeland saying they were there. You got the Duggars going, we don't know what you're freaking talking about. Something ain't right here, right?
Yeah.
Something shady, right? Mm-hmm. No, big time.
Truth is somewhere in the middle of that.
Yes, 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 yes.
The truth
Although
is out
the
there.
Guy said, I don't know why they were at the property. I just know they were there. Now, their son... Jedediah. I kid these names. Jesus I can't. Christ. The names are ridiculous.
Yeah. Jedediah.
Anyway, Jedediah Duggar. He's running
you
for
have to
Arkansas
say it like that
State. I was born in Arkansas. Thank you very much.
Arkansas, that's right.
He's running for elected office?
He's running it to be a state representative. They're super into politics.
This is all a publicity stunt and a drum up.
He said he was unaware of the investigation, which I thought was another interesting quote, because then he said, I don't live there. I'm not aware of any investigation. Wouldn't you just say, there's no investigation?
Yeah you would.
So who knows if this is nonsense? They're trying to get press for the kid that's... Who knows? Or they're lying. It could be any of the above. You know what I mean?
If something comes out, though, I want to know.
I just want to see the looks on those Duggars' faces when they crashed through the door, Homeland Security. Was it a raid with, like, helmets and everything? That kind of raid? That's what I picture. I'm like,
Me
oh, my
too,
God.
Yeah.
Get on the ground. All 20 of you.
I don't think that's really how it happens, because true story, when I was a kid, our neighbors got raided.
Really?
For some kind of gambling ring, like a high school. Like, I swear to God, I'll never forget it. I was a kid. I came home. I go, what are all the police doing at the neighbors?
They break down the door and everything.
Like, there's an article in the paper. They got busted for gambling.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like full on gambling. Like they were gambling on sports with all these people.
Oh, geez.
And
sounds
they
like
got
Jersey.
Busted. Yeah. It does sound like Jersey.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. He is a weirdo.
A total weirdo. My father.
What does your dad do?
My mom told me my dad brings his own onions to CeCe's Pizza. I never heard of such a thing, and puts it on his salad. I'm like, she's like, they always run out at our CeCe's in Florida. Mom.
He cuts up his own,
he
puts them in a bag, and brings them?
Brings them to the restaurant. I said, is that even legal? So I don't even know if you're allowed to do that. And then he takes his own chips to Subway. I'm like, that's definitely not legal.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I'm like, Dad, you're weird.
That is
weird. They're not broke. They're retired in Florida, for Christ's sake.
But every time he goes to CeCe's now, does the clothing that he wears there reek like onions? Because he's got a bag of freaking onions on him at all times?
Let's be real. Nancy, my mom's probably cutting them for him.
Cutting for him, bagging.
So she's aiding and abetting his crimes.
They're old school. What do you know? I've seen this, how this party works. I've never heard of people bringing their own stuff to restaurants. I think it's bizarre, and quite frankly, it cannot be allowed.
I have a friend that used to bring his own hot sauce to Mexican restaurants. Tapatio.
I mean, because condiment's one thing. I mean, and you can text in at 71037 if you're a weirdo or know somebody like this, or call. I'd love to hear your stories.
414-799-1037.
But I was like, what do you mean you bring your own onions and you're telling me like this is normal?
That is
the strangest
thing
I've ever heard.
Did he say why? Does he like the way that he cuts them? Does it the
like
way that CeCe's doesn't
like
cut them the right way?
Onions, and if they run out, then we have them. And it was just the strangest thing
I would just think that onions are onions.
I should have gotten my mom on the phone to harass her about this.
Yeah.
Dear Stan, dear Nancy, if you go to a restaurant and they run out of onions, you know what you can do?
Ask for more.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the strangest onions of all things. It's so bizarre.
Is it strange that I bring my own salt to movie theaters for the popcorn?
Yes. Because they have tons of salt.
Yeah, but then
movies.
I got to steal their salt shaker. Like, they don't have
they
that much salt.
They give you the salt shaker. If you go to the
will they
the
give it to you?
It's there.
They're out by the napkins and the straws.
You can
where
take
the drinks
that?
Are.
I thought that was a community one.
Well, it is, but nobody's going to notice if you take it to the theater and bring it back. It's not like there's only
I'm
one
I'm
going to
start stealing it now. I didn't even think about that.
No, you're not stealing it. You're using it
for
its
the
purpose.
Movie. And
But other people can't use the salt. I'm not being a jerk by doing that. No?
Somebody texted in and said, when we go to Chipotle, my daughter brings her Subway there. You weirdo.
What?
It's Chipotle.
You don't crossbreed there. Come on,
Chipotle's
man.
Great.
Crossbreeding.
What do you don't need something else at Chipotle.
You don't need to at Chipotle, please. Man. Chipotle is good on its own. So we
what's wrong with these people?
The weird things that people bring to restaurants. 414-799-1037 or text to 71037.
Yes.
I said my dad brings his own onions to Cece's. I'm not sure why. Other than he likes to put them on a salad or something. He likes his onions better. He brings his own chips to Subway. My mom told me this. I was mortified. I said, I'm never going to a restaurant with you guys again.
Uh-uh. Bringing your own chips to Subway. They have enough selections there as it is.
Why do you have baked?
What are you talking about?
What are you so mad? These texts are killing me at 71037, though.
I got some suggestions. I bring my own salt to movie theaters, and somebody said you can ask for something called a salt bomb, apparently.
Oh? Yeah, this is like important for people that have this issue, Riggs.
Yes,
it
says,
ask for a salt bomb or salt cup at the movie when you get your popcorn. They make individual cups for people and come with a top. So you can take it into the theater.
See? I'm going to salt my way to hypertension. It's going to be great by the time I'm 40.
Damn right.
Somebody else texted in and said, I have a buddy who brings his own homemade salsa verde wherever we go to get tacos.
Your homemade
salsa verde, man.
It's blowing my mind. Somebody else said they took their kids to Chuck E. Cheese once. There was a family having a B-Day party. They brought in their own Little Caesars pizza and buckets of chicken.
Now
that's ballsy.
That's criminal.
That's like criminal.
Bringing Little Caesars to Chuck E. Cheese. That's how you start a fight. You can bring Little Caesar and Chuck E. Cheese duking it out.
You see the other text of 71037? My dad, being a real Mexican, carries a Serrano or jalapeno into restaurants. Real ones. He said pickled jalapenos and Tabasco are more Americanized. He likes the spice of a natural hot pepper. He knows what he likes.
Dude.
You see what you know what you like when you like a good spice.
I'm over here visibly angry, though. Someone texted, I knew someone who would bring leftovers in from the day before and ask for them to be reheated.
What?
Ew. What the hell is wrong with people?
Everything.
You don't have a microwave at home? I want to eat these leftovers, but I want to eat them out.
God. When I was a waitress, there was a person who always brought their own Tupperware because they didn't like the to-go boxes. You guys are freaks!
That's seriously,
though. Because the styrofoam ones aren't airtight, and all the air gets out, and it gets all moist in there. It's gross.
Oh my God.
I'm with that person.
I can't even believe all these people that bring their own salt to restaurants.
Their own salt? To restaurants?
This is like a thing. Salt, condiments, ranch. It's not even that strange if you read the text. These people are freaks.
So is it strange to bring condiments to restaurants? Yes or no?
I don't think so, but people would probably say yes.
That is not
as bad because condiments are free.
But bringing food to a restaurant?
Yeah, food that you have to pay for is rude, quite frankly.
And bringing onions anywhere, the moral of the story, is just insane.
This one sounded like it was dad. My father used to bring sour cream to the restaurant because it says it was a ripoff to have to pay for extra sour cream.
Is that my dad?
Oh my God.
My sister texting it.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So I said he's a local boy, and I said he's a celebrity, and I meant it. Now, you may roll your eyes when I say this, but the guy was on a national TV show for quite a few seasons, people. I'm talking about Nick Vile from Waukesha, who was The Bachelor.
Yeah,
he's been on a ton of seasons of The Bachelor. He's a celebrity. I'm sorry, on ABC, for crying out loud. And he was The Bachelor, which means he's a celebrity, so don't roll your eyes.
Bro, I swear to God, I thought with that set up, I thought you were going to say something like Screech or one of
Hell
those.
No.
Okay.
Sure
Nick Vile is totally still
viable.
No, but
we haven't heard from Nick Vile in a while. Well, we haven't. I mean, he's around doing podcasts and this and that. But guess who he was spotted on a date with, and guess how he got busted?
How?
He was
who
out with
how?
Rachel Bilson. Which I always think
of. Oh my God, from the OC, right?
I always think of the OC, even though she's done other stuff since then, but I always think of her from the OC. Well, you know how they got busted? Because he posted a picture having dinner one day, and then he went on a podcast with Brad, is it Goreski? He was the guy that was on a fashion show on Bravo, Irrelevant.
Uh-huh.
So he's doing this podcast with this fashion guy, and the fashion guy goes, so you posted a picture of your food on, you know, November whatever, 3rd.
Uh-huh.
And behind it was a girl wearing a white dress. And Rachel Bilson had that same dress on that same day. At an awards thing.
That's like some Detective Alley BS right there.
Well, the fashion guy noticed it because it was the same dress.
FBI work right there.
And so he said, Nick, we saw the picture. We saw Rachel in the dress. You were obviously at dinner with Rachel Bilson, and then you deleted it. He deleted it before the podcast. So he admitted, we were. So
why would he try to hide it, though? Is he with somebody or is she with somebody?
Because,
one of the two?
Well, she does probably. These celebrities don't want people knowing this stuff.
Yeah, and he wants to still be able to go on The Bachelor and have his bachelor life. You know, I'm The Bachelor again. Look at me.
But it's Rachel Bilson, though.
Yeah, but she's the she's the celebrity that has like the she wants to do movies and TV. He's just a reality star. He likes the press probably. She is. It's like a Jennifer Aniston. Like they don't want that type of press.
Like that probably happened, and she got all pissed off. And like, dude, come on!
I guarantee she told him to delete the picture after he posted it when people realized it was her.
Rachel Bilson hasn't done anything. I'm looking at her IMDb.
She
needs the publicity. She needs the press.
She did have a kid
Heart
though.
Heart of Dixie.
You know she's got a kid.
No,
okay.
Wasn't
Heart of Dixie on for a second? I don't know. I never watched that show.
No,
She's got a 5-year-old daughter with Hayden Christensen, remember? That's they were together for a long time.
I thought they were together, too.
So she might have just been momming it for a while.
Yeah.
But
right.
Now on a date with Nick Vile from The Bachelor.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
414-799-1037. And you can also call. You can also text us, 71037. My Hell to the No. Last night, the fall finale of This Is Us. So it's over for like a couple months. Hell to the No.
Wait, it just started.
I know.
Like 6 weeks ago, honestly.
Now we don't have to listen to him.
The fall finale is over. But now I'm worried about Rebecca, like their mom. What's going to happen now? He's got so many issues. What's happening?
He comes in, he starts telling us every detail. And I'm like, this is like me telling you about the Kardashians. Really? I don't care, okay?
We're still going to have to hear about it every week. I go another week till just one more week. Left. Three more weeks.
Randall and his mom, they have such a beautiful relationship, and I have to wait until January to see the end of it.
Can you watch season 9 of Shameless and fill me in on that? Because that's
Good
what
God.
I need to know about the world.
No.
Okay?
Maybe
that's
I can now.
That's what I'm behind on right now.
Maybe I have time now, because I'm not watching This Is Us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta wait until January. So,
well,
yes.
Well, actually, remember when shows used to have like 12 weeks of episodes?
Yep.
Like,
yes.
It's not like that anymore. We used to go, it would start in like September, you'd have the sweeps, you'd have the TV sweeps, when TV would get really good.
Yep.
And it would go all the way to Christmas.
Yeah.
You would have brand new episodes. We don't play that way anymore, do we?
No.
We quit at Thanksgiving. You know why? Because we have stupid specials the whole time on all the networks about the holidays.
Yep.
Am I right or am I right?
Over and over and over. And I love
it's
them all.
It's the New York City tree lighting with a twist.
Mariah Carey.
Episode 7.
What are you talking about? You're recycling the same plot. You're like the Hallmark Channel right now at this point. Come on now.
Seriously,
you have a Hell to the No. You can text it to 71037 or just call us, 799-1037.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Thank God. They should all be in school by now.
Yeah.
All the elementaries.
I am fearful of this moment. This is one of the reasons that I'm terrified of having children, because of this moment right here. This moment right here.
So ballsy. My kid, my 8-year-old, in the middle of the living room on Sunday, says, Mommy.
Hold on, can we give like a...
you should probably... let's preface this again before we get in too deep, because this is an adult...
Did we not say kids are going to be... If
we should say it again.
If you have a baby, it's fine. Let them listen, okay?
Or if you have a kid, if you're running late to school right now, I'm just...
Yeah, but
it's your damn fault for being late. Get your kid to school, okay?
I'm just throwing it out there so we don't... You can answer the hate mail later.
I'm not waiting 5 minutes for the late people. Listen, here's the deal. I'm just warning you, it's a Santa story, okay?
Santa story.
Owen, my 8-year-old, turns to in the living room on Sunday, looks at me and Hudson, and says, Mommy, I know that you're Santa.
Excuse me?
I said, excuse me? I'm sorry. I thought you just said you think I'm Santa.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Mom, we all know, with my 6-year-old sitting right next to him, who then says, what do you mean? And I said, he means nothing. I'm not Santa. You got me? And then I give Owen the look. Shut your mouth. He's only 8.
Yeah.
Are we going to just come to the terms with the kids just know and they find out from at school what I'm talking about here? Or can we just stop acting like... Because this is my theory as a kid who grew up Jewish, who didn't have to please their parents when it came to Santa.
Right.
I had zero need to act like he was, you know.
Uh-huh.
As someone who watched on the outside, I watched a ton of kids lie to their parents and act like they didn't know to please their parents when they knew damn early, like 8 years old. They knew exactly what was. They're not stupid. Okay,
I did.
We act like they're stupid, and they're not.
When I suggested it to my parents, I was told, "If you don't believe, you don't receive, and that means you don't get any gifts."
Yeah, and that's a lie.
So I know
they were
it is.
Literally just lying to them, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, as someone who grew up like that, I don't know what to say because I'm not gonna lie to the kid and tell him there's this fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I've always thought the same thing because then you're setting your kid up
for
what else? What else are you lying about? If you're lying about that, what else are you lying about? That's what goes through my head as a kid.
Yeah. To 71037 or call. We have the phones are ringing too, I see. But
414-799-1037. How do you deal with this? I'm sure other people have dealt with this before.
But the fact that Owen said that so blatantly in front of Hudson, I was like, have you lost your mind? Have you lost your damn mind?
Well,
it was
let me
like
ask
he was
you.
Trying to tell him. And this is how someone at six finds out.
Well, let me
from
ask
the
you.
8-year old.
Let
brother.
Me ask you, if you're so team, why don't we just tell our kids the truth? Why didn't you right then and there just lay it out there and say the whole story
well,
and tell them right
to
there?
Him. I just said shut up.
Right.
I didn't say he's right or he's lying. I said be quiet.
Right.
Just
and
shut
I moved
up.
On with my life.
Okay.
I didn't say that's not true.
Okay.
I just said stop talking. Please
okay.
God.
You just said stop.
Yes.
And he knew, but he wanted to tell his brother.
Okay.
Because he's like, I know.
Well,
and guess what? Every other kid in second grade probably knows too if he knows. That's my point.
Other friends
stop
are telling
acting
him.
Acting like
hey,
he's. Come on.
You know it's your mom, right? Don't you? Don't you?
He said, Mommy, I know it's you.
Well,
you get up in the middle of the night, don't you? I'm like, no.
How do people deal with
okay,
this? 799-1037. You can just text us to 71037. How do you deal
like
with this?
What I'm getting at is I feel like we're the idiots.
We
adults.
Are.
I feel like we're the morons who are really believing they don't know. And I'm saying, get real people.
I'm
like,
the idiot who still believes.
Well,
I still
that's
believe.
Fine, Givens.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
That's an issue for a whole nother day.
Right? We'll unpackage that later. Someone that texted into 71037, the thing with kids nowadays, with technology, they've got access to Google. They can Google
oh
about
God.
Santa. They can know if they really want to know
so
the answer.
Think about all the stuff you already knew as a kid. Now
uh-huh.
think about adding Google on top of that.
Yeah,
and your
true.
Parents thinking
yes.
you had no idea and you knew everything. And
of
you're
course
like,
I have an idea.
You're like, oof. You know, Tom and Cindy were making out behind the bleachers in like fourth grade. Okay,
yeah.
So don't tell me I don't know what making out and sex is, okay? You know what I mean? That's that kind of crap. Yeah, with the internet, forget it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
Someone else texted when I was a kid and I told my mom that I knew or thought she was Santa. She told me that since I knew now, I had to go and be Santa and give gifts to other people without them knowing it was me. So she made her be. That's a silly punishment.
Yeah, right?
Your mom
yeah.
made you be Santa to someone else.
How yeah. dare you figure it out, kid? I'm going to punish you now.
How dare you? I thought it was an interesting take on that, though,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I don't want children. I don't want to have to deal with that.
Oh.
But if you want me to break the news to your kids, I can do that for you.
Maybe have that's at it, Riggs.
Maybe
luck.
That's a
yeah,
service
right?
I can start offering. I will
pissing
break...
people off, you'd be great at it.
Yes.
Well, if you want me to, I'll do it for you. I will ruin the magic of Christmas.
Be
for
the
a
bad
small,
guy.
For a small fee.
Oh
a small
God.
Fee, of course.
I'm not paying you for that torment
game.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Show number 792 is in the books. In the books.
Yeah.
You can always catch up with it on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Did we learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something from Gibbons this morning.
Aww.
His mom, Mama G, who's now staying with him, who's moved in with his girlfriend, the two kids, three dogs, two cats, and a fish.
Yep. You got it right.
Is also having troubles navigating the construction-riddled town of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Going to find her job, going to her first day of work downtown at the Safe House, and calls you cursing up a storm because she can't find a parking spot. Get used to it. It's downtown. You can't park anywhere.
But, dude, it was so Mama G in a nutshell because she went from screaming, cursing out of her mind to, oh, there's a spot. Okay, Ryan, I'm here. I'll talk to you later. Just flip that switch just real quick there.
So angry. The road rage is real with that one.
Well, it
you're
happens.
Damn right.
Yeah, Allie, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that you're a weirdo because you bring your own salt to movie theaters.
You're damn right I do.
Or you'd like to.
That's
I don't know which
so
one it is, but I know there's plenty of salt at the theater.
Hey.
And if you ask for a small cup, we learned, they'll give you a small cup, you weirdo.
It's called yep. a salt bomb. I didn't know about that. Maybe I bring the salt bomb and my own salt because
see?
I want more salt on my popcorn.
Hypertension.
Heart attack before 40.
Oh,
I'll take
God.
It, man. What'd you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I gotta catch my breath because yeah. I learned that Allie's oldest son, Owen,
mm-hmm.
tried to have a chat with her youngest son, Hudson, about the large man in the red suit.
Santa. And whether or not he was, you know, legit, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He basically told him he's not, and I said, shut your mouth.
Settle down, bro.
Zip
be quiet,
it.
And you're 8. How do we know this already?
Damn it.
I'll tell you how, because parents are dumb and we act like our kids don't know when they know and they lie to us to make us feel better.
Because I Googled it at school, Mom, that's why.
But I'm crazy enough to not care.
Amen.
And that's
what
sister. Owen knew. Yeah. Owen knows what's up.
Mm-hmm. Get our show, Catch Up On Demand at 1037kissfm.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.